Historically, artists around the world have expressed themselves and their opinions through their work. Art as a medium can turn painters into public advocates as they visually display messages for the world to see. This weekend, the University of Georgia is celebrating the use of art to promote social justice as the Lamar Dodd School of Art and the School of Social Work are hosting the 10th Annual Art and Education for Social Justice Symposium on February 21st through the 23rd. Here to talk about the event is Lynn Sanders Bussell, a co-chair of the Art and Education for Social Justice Symposium Conference. Welcome.
Sure.
So how does art education promote social justice?
We design our curriculum at UGA around equity and social justice. So basically what that means is if our students are designing instruction, we like to encourage them first to look at the systems that are in place, to critique the systems that are already in place, to better understand the needs of students, their communities, so that they can have a good idea about how to make that provocation or that experience or that intervention very relevant to the students. So really, social justice and equity are a big part of our curriculum.
Can you describe how modern artists are creating social change?
Recently, I think more contemporary artists are really moving away from a focus on art as an object. So for in other words, it used to be that artists created, for example, paintings. A lot of artists now are more focused on creating social change as opposed to a particular object. So to me, that is one of the biggest shifts. So what we're seeing is artists designing basically social interactions toward the idea that there are more just ways of being with one another. You'll see a lot of artists going into communities, working from the community, based on the community needs, in collaboration through dialogue, to then create either a new social interaction or something that the community needs.
What do you hope visitors will take home with them after attending this conference?
We would love for them to begin to think about this kind of activity, the symposium, the conference, the gathering, as kind of a charge to think about collective voice, you know, because we can do so much more in terms of social change if we're doing those things together. So what qualities are inherent in a collective voice? What are we striving for? This event will begin on Friday afternoon at 4, and we're going to be at Sine. And we did want to invite the community in. We wanted them to be an important part of our planning. And that's why we start this at Sine. At that time, we're going to have presenters, activists, and community artists that are going to speak for a short time to the attendees of the conference. And after that period, then what we're going to do is kind of open it up to kind of some natural conversations with the presenters in hopes that some of Athens' community issues are then relatable in some way to the attendees so they can then begin to talk about the things that they care about and how they're using art in their communities. So the idea is to kind of open that up. Start with Athens, open it up. And then the next thing we know, you know, we're beginning to share ideas about how we're solving problems, not just talking about art, but how we're using art in communities. Then on Saturday, that looks a little bit more like a formal symposium in that we have probably on Saturday, I bet close to 30 to 40 speakers. And that will be at the Lamar Dodd School of Art, and it will also take place at the Georgia Museum of Art. And then Sunday, we'll pick that back up with a half day, and then we'll also have a closing session where we're going to try to bring some of these ideas together.
Lynn Sanders Bussell is an associate professor of art education at the University of Georgia and a co-chair of the Art and Education for Social Justice Symposium Conference. To find out more information about the event, visit art.uga.edu.